A Red Cross convoy is now on its way to the Baba Amr district of the Syrian city of Homs. They're delayed at this point by snow, but they're trying to deliver food and medical supplies after almost a month of bombing and shelling, heavy shelling on that district. The people there are clearly suffering from a humanitarian crisis. There have also been reports of executions that have taken place since the rebel forces withdrew and the Syrian government took control of the city. The UN Security Council has issued a statement condemning Syria's rapidly deteriorating humanitarian situation. That's something even the Russians backed. Joining us now is Sohrab Ardjakli, co-founder of the National Alliance of Syria. And Sohrab, I wonder what you think that the Red Cross will find when they get to Baba Amr.
First of all, thank you for having me today. It's almost unimaginable to think what they will find in Baba Amr. As you've mentioned, the civilian population has been living under terrible, brutal conditions, constant shelling, not just by rockets and tanks, artillery, but I think what we fear is the unmasked graves. And I think this is, at the end of the day, what we expect, not just only fear. It has been the mark of the regime to leave a mark on those areas and neighborhoods that have risen up against them. We saw it 30 years ago in Hama. We see it today in every town and village that has risen up against Assad's regime.
Why Baba Amr? Well, how has this city become the force of the government's wrath?
Well, Baba Amr has become a symbol of resistance, of both civil resistance, of popular uprising, and also the militarized resistance against the regime. And it's been very difficult over the last few months for the regime to actually take control of this small neighborhood. At the end of the day, Baba Amr is a neighborhood of people.
It's not big.
It's not huge. It's not huge. It's part of the city of Homs. And Homs has become a major symbol of resistance because it's the third largest city in Syria, and it's the largest city in Syria that has consistently risen up against the Assad regime, both from a civil population perspective in terms of strikes, protests, ensuring that the regime cannot control them and rule over them. But also there has been a network of Free Syrian Army, as many people call rebels, ensuring that they can deflect the regime attacks on civilians as well. And so there's been a centralized, militarized response there too.
We're speaking with Sohrab Ardjakli, co-founder of the National Alliance of Syria. I wonder what you're hearing from people. I assume that you hear from people, especially in the Homs area. What is the humanitarian situation there?
It's very grave. It's very grave. I think one person cynically mentioned, what good is food and water if we're being slaughtered? Why, you know, people are talking about humanitarian intervention. What is humanitarian intervention if you're not living to the next day? And so this outlook is very bleak. I think people in Baba Amr have been screaming to the outside world for help, and their calls have been met with silence, unfortunately.
Well, we did get the United Nations Security Council issued their first unified statement on Syria, in which, I want to make sure this is right, they demanded President Bashar al-Assad allow access for humanitarian aid. That statement, as I said, was backed even by Russia. I wonder if you take any positive signs from that.
Well, I think the positive sign is that finally there is some sort of international condemnation that includes the Russians. However, these are just words on paper at the end of the day and by no means reflect the change on what's happening in the ground. The Assad regime is fully backed by the Russians, both militarily and diplomatically, and at the same time, they are fully supported by the Iranians on the ground as well. So they do have their friends that are impacting day-to-day things on the ground.
Well, President Vladimir Putin said that he has no special relationship with President Bashar al-Assad. You don't buy that?
Well, I think it's important to note that Russia's only naval base in the Mediterranean exists in the Syrian port city of Tartus. Yeah. It is Syria and the Assad regime is their last client state, if you will, in the Mediterranean and in the Arab world, period. So there is a special relationship there. If there was none, then they would not have blocked all the Security Council resolutions vetoed them in the past.
Well, let me then ask you about what the next step could be. I mean, there's been a certain amount of success on the part of the Syrian government because of the violence against journalists. Mm-hmm. It's now a very, very dangerous place for journalists to go, and they're reluctant to go in. Therefore, we're not getting all the coverage out of Syria we might be getting otherwise. And they said they were going into Baba Amr to cleanse the district. What is the stomach that the rest of the Middle East has to watch what's happening with Syria without intervening?
Well, I think at the end of the day, and people on the ground in Syria fully recognize this, is that this revolution will be won based on the sacrifices of the Syrian people first and foremost. And I think there is hardened resolve internally around the country to ensure that the resistance continues, not just in a militarized sense, but from a civil disobedience and civil resistance perspective. Today is Friday, as you know, in Syria, where entire populations come out for prayer. And this is a day of resistance, and we've seen all around the country protests, even in Homs, as Homs is being bombed, in Hama, Idlib, and other areas as well.
But let's face it, it doesn't appear that the Syrian government has any willingness to slow down, change their behavior anyway. And in the end, they could break the revolution simply by the numbers of Syrian citizens they're willing to kill.
Sure. There is no body count too small for the Assad regime. We have learned that from the recent history of Syria. However, this is a popular uprising at the end of the day. And with every Syrian that is detained, tortured, murdered by this regime, you bring in a whole new set of new recruits in support of the revolution. So it's inevitable that this revolution will win based on the nature of what's happening in the country. It's just a matter of time. And as I've said before, it's just a matter of how many Syrians will be killed in this process.
So you don't think that either the Arab League or anyone else should intervene?
Well, I think people
militarily.
Should... Intervening militarily is a wish. People in Baba Amr wish somebody can come and rescue them from the barrels of the regime guns. However, we're realizing that first and foremost, everything will come from the ground up. And so that includes civil resistance. That includes militarization of the Free Syrian Army and supporting them to ensure that the job is finished inside the country, not outside of it.
That's Sarab al-Jajakli, co-founder of the National Alliance on Syria. Sarab, a year's time, Syria will be in a very different place. Is that your hope?
With the grace of God, hopefully it won't take another year. However, I think the people are in it for the long run, and we will ensure success at the end.
Sarab, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.